KRVS Public Media.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Sunny this afternoon with a high of about 64 degrees. North breeze at 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a low of 41. And on Friday, another nice day, a sunny one with a high of 66. Currently at 64 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up later this hour, it's Daryl Borks from the Poets Bookshelf segment. And at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We start the hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios are Linda Boudreau and Karen Hebert from The Extra Mile and Bruce Cohn to talk about the One Wish talent show. And I know some of our audience remembers you were here not too long ago talking about auditions for this very talent show. And it looks like it was a successful audition. You had lots of talented people show up. And you've got, I think, over 20 performances that will be at this talent show. That will be on November 18th, which is this weekend.
That's right. It's right around the corner.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you have your talent. And you've got your MC, Bruce, here. And Bruce, you're on the board, aren't you, for The Extra Mile. Again, remind our audience what The Extra Mile does and what you're helping to support by this talent show.
The Extra Mile is a private nonprofit corporation, and we serve all of Acadiana. We serve eight parishes. Our target populations are people with mental illness, addictive disorders, developmental disabilities, and people in the child welfare system, particularly kids that may be going into foster care because of abuse and neglect, or children who are being reunited with their families after having been removed from their home. So the toy driver, the One Wish Talent Show, really supports our families and our family initiatives. And so the admission to this is a toy. And the idea is to help our children, our kids who are in foster care, our kids who are going back home, our kids whose parents may be in a halfway house because they have an addiction, help them to have a happy Christmas, too.
All right. So the admission to this talent show is a toy.
Right.
An unwrapped toy.
Yes.
And in addition to that, you get to see all of this great talent.
Yeah, we have talent from 6 years old to 21 years old and some powerful voices. Most of our talent is vocal, and I'm real excited and anxious to really see them compete in the One Wish Talent Show.
So there wasn't a lot of tap dancing.
Wasn't a lot. Not this year. Last year we had a lot of variety, but this year we have a lot of vocal.
All right. So. Well, tell us about those auditions. Did they go well? Bruce, were you there at the auditions?
I couldn't be at the auditions, but I was filled in on that they went very well. I mean, we increased the number of performers from last year. Last year, I think we had about 15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So we've increased the number of performers this year, so the auditions went really well.
And you know, there's so much talent in Acadiana. I say it all the time. But this year, for some reason, it just worked out that we have mostly young, all young talent. And they bring such freshness and such energy. And they're so vivacious. It's just, it's really a treat to be able to celebrate them on their journey. Because some of these young people are going to really turn out to do some work in their particular field.
Well, I mean, we know there's a lot of musical talent in this area.
We know
and
that.
Also, they've had a lot of examples. You know, there are, of course, American Idol and other shows like that. And several young people from this area have gone on to advance.
It makes me proud.
Highly. Yes.
You know, it's good.
Yeah. So this could be a kind of a little springboard for some of
these
kids.
That's what we kind of hope for, that it is. It gives them an opportunity to do it in a more relaxed atmosphere, but still compete, know. And so it's a competition. It's definitely a competition because we have some nice judges who are going to be visiting us. Chubby Carrier will be one of our judges. So I'm sure he's going to be pretty, not strict, but, you know.
Really,
he's a good judge of talent.
He's a good judge of talent,
Having won a Grammy, I think.
That's right. Yeah. And he might bring
it
with him
as well.
He's used to competition.
Correct.
That's right. He's seeing what's coming up behind him. So maybe he'll have his Grammy there as a little bit of an incentive to something.
He's definitely going to have his accordion.
There you go.
Well, I know he came during the fundraiser to help us pitch, and he brought the Grammy. So several of us, one of our volunteers who plays Marilyn Monroe, made sure to get her picture with that Grammy. So maybe he'll bring that. Well, did you have a sense of, maybe give people a sense of what kinds of things they'll be singing? I mean, they're all mostly vocalists, but is it kind of the gamut of it's show tunes? And
the only thing that we request when they come to audition and to perform is that it's family friendly. So as long as it's appropriate for a family to hear, then they can sing it. So there is a variety of different songs. Some of the artists I haven't heard of, but the auditions went so well that it was just wonderful. You know,
it is the gamut. You know, some of the participants, you know, maybe do the plays at Lafayette High or whatever, and mm-hmm. so they're used to those kinds of performances. We have others who, you know, have a family group and they do local music and they've been doing it since they were three, you know, and they dance and they mm-hmm. move along with their singing, and so it's it's all the music that our young folks are singing.
Okay, so a real great opportunity to see youthful talent in our community,
yes.
Mostly vocal. Mm-hmm. But do you have some other acts?
No.
It's all vocal.
I should have said all vocal, correct.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that'll be quite enjoyable.
And no jugglers.
No jugglers. Maybe next year. You can have a separate talent show for that in the springtime.
We're thinking of it, actually. It's in the discussions.
Yeah, because, you know, it's all this, the circus is so popular, I guess, around the country as well. And just this year, we're having a couple cirques coming to the Hyman Center. Mm-hmm. The Cirque de la Symphonie came and the Cirque Chinois. Mm-hmm. So that's quite popular. Maybe a local cirque talent show. That could be good to help out the Extra Mile. Well, Bruce, you're on the board of the Extra Mile. What have you enjoyed about being on the board? What's driven you to become a part of this organization?
I really wanted to be a part of a community organization that I felt was doing something really, really instrumental, making some really instrumental changes in the way that our community sees individuals and helps out individuals who are in need. And, you know, I've known Linda and Karen for a while, and this just seemed like a perfect fit for me. And then when the idea of the talent show came to me, then that seemed to be a perfect fit as well. So this is an organization that I can really sink my teeth into, mm-hmm. so to say, because I was really looking for a while for some place that I could land and settle in and be a part of.
And performance has been a large part of your life
mm-hmm.
Ever since you were very little. So
that's
you
true.
Know how important it is to give young people an opportunity,
absolutely.
To get up on stage. And
I also teach. Mm-hmm. I teach theater, so it's really important to give anybody an opportunity and showcase to just, because most people don't get that opportunity, and we're offering that.
Right. And you're offering it to them in a way that allows them to really help other kids, some their own age, some a little bit younger. So they're getting to perform and hone their skills on stage, but they're also helping these kids and giving them a little bit of
Correct.
A happier holiday. So, and these kids, do they come from a number of different schools in the area, all from Lafayette Parish? Where are they from, the ones who will be performing?
We have one coming from Baton Rouge to perform. So it's not just Lafayette area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I think there's one from St. Martin Parish, one from Baton Rouge. The majority is Lafayette, mm-hmm.
But they've been drawn from other places
correct,
as well.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think we have one of our workers here at Care of
Yes,
who's a student at UL, who'll be performing.
She will be performing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy her. She's quite artistic.
So yes, people need to come out and support her.
That's right,
absolutely.
That's right.
So the talent show, the One Wish talent show, is this Saturday.
Sunday,
the 18th. I get these dates a little mixed up. 2 to 6 p.m., so mm-hmm. it's quite a long performance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have a little break, a little intermission?
We have Chubby Carrier is going to play his accordion in between. And we also have Barry Primo, who's going to do a little magic act at one of the little breaks. But pretty much it's going to be moving along. My guess is it will not last till 6 o'clock, but we'd like to keep it open, you know, so that it's an easy, smooth transition for everybody.
And I know a lot of kids are off the entire week, so this would be a good way to start off the Thanksgiving holiday, enjoy some wonderful music by students, some kids their own age.
And, it's a great family event. A lot of families are coming into town this week. To be with their family members who live in the area. So it's a great way to start off the family Thanksgiving week and just see some great talent.
And it's going to be at Cité des Arts.
Correct.
Okay, which is a really nice place. It's central. It's in downtown. There are a little over 100 seats, I think.
Right, 102 seats, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So they might want to get there early, actually,
yes,
to make sure they get a seat.
Yes.
And it's every seat is good in the place, but just to ensure. I know you've performed there several times, Bruce.
Yes, so, I have.
And observed many performances there.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be, I know they have a cafe there. Is that going to be open?
They do have the cafe.
Okay. They're going to have some refreshments there.
I don't know if it's going to be open or not.
All right. Might be.
That's up to Cité.
Okay. Well, and Bruce, since you've performed so many times at Cité, for those people who have never attended an event there, tell us just a bit about that place and why it's such a special place for people in the arts here.
It's just has an ambiance about it. It's a great little space, intimate, where you can do productions that... where the audience is right there and the players are right there and there's that interaction. There's something really special about live theater, spontaneous theater. And if you go into a large auditorium, you can still feel that effect. If you go to the Hyman, you can still feel that effect a little bit. But when you're in a more intimate space, you're really almost on top of the actors.
Okay.
They're on top of you. And you really feel what's happening with the character's journey and the play and so forth. And so for these performers to be so up close to the audience and be basically in their face with their performance, and the judges will be right there, it's just it's a really unique theater.
Right. And I know there are a lot of families who have children who are very interested in the arts, in singing, in performing, and this is a really good way for them to be up close and see some young people their age, different ages, performing and succeeding in what they're doing. So great opportunity for families. I know we have a lot of students and parents listening right now at this time. So we're talking about the One Wish Talent Show, which will take place this Sunday, November 18th at Cité des Arts. It is a fundraiser for the Extra Mile, actually kind of an interesting fundraiser. You're looking for toys.
Right.
And I guess each person who comes in can bring a toy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then that would be a good opportunity for families who bring children, have them pick out those toys,
right,
perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Then they could bring them.
What their children would like, somebody else would like.
That's
know?
Right. So good opportunity for that. It will be at Cité des Arts, which is in downtown Lafayette. Parking is not a problem on Sundays. So
usually not.
Yeah. There'll be
but,
some.
You know, the Extra Mile office is just 3 blocks away, so we have a fairly large parking area, and downtown is pretty empty. The only thing is they can't park behind Cité because it's dedicated to the elderly and disabled complex. So I do want to say that. There is parking.
Okay, so either at the Extra Mile, just a couple blocks down, or along Jefferson Street, or that little side street. Vine Street, that's right, Vine. Great name for Cité des Arts to be on. So parking will be available. That's, again, this Sunday. Should people want more information about the Extra Mile? Do you have information about the talent show on your website?
Yes, we do. And also on Facebook, which... we get a lot of information out through Facebook, but they can call me, Karen. My cell phone number is 277-2324.
All right. And how do they get to your Facebook page? What is
The Extra Mile.
Okay. Go to Facebook and The Extra Mile.
They can like us while they're at it.
They can like us while they're at it because there's always something going on.
So what kinds of information do you all send out? Of course, about the talent show, you'll have that. What kinds of other things do you tell people about?
Well, right now there's a lot going on because of the holidays. And so we also have Adopt a Family, where we're asking families in the community to adopt one of our families. Going through the child welfare system or through early childhood support services, which is a mental health program for children 0 to 5. So we're in the process of adopt a family. And basically they tell me, the person who's contributing will call my office and say, I'd like to adopt a family. I say, how many children? What are the ages? Match them up. They buy the presents, or they can send the cash and the employees can do the shopping, however they want to do it. But they're adopting that family to provide those children with a Merry Christmas. We have a garage sale going on November 30th and December 1st. To raise money for the Lafayette Area Activity Resource Center, which is a center for adult persons with a mental health diagnosis.
That's a whole lot going on before Christmas.
There's actually more. I'm just kind of forgetting.
We also have a VAC Les Enfants, right, which is a supervised visitation center. It's been open 10 years, and so we're having an open house to celebrate that December 5th. And so that'll be a really great event, too. So there's a lot going on.
So good reasons to like the Extra Mile on Facebook. Correct. You'll hear about these opportunities for helping those in our community.
Correct.
And find out more about
it. Let me just say real quickly, if anyone interested wants to volunteer, a whole lot of what we do is volunteer-driven. And if anything that we're talking about is of interest, give us a call and they can help out.
All right, so call, go on Facebook, or go to their website, and you can find out more about what you can do for the community through the Extra Mile. One Wish Talent Show this Sunday. Bruce is going to be the MC for the event.
Yes.
And so we've mentioned that Chubby Carrier may perform and is going to perform, and, of course, there's going to be all these young vocalists. Anything else that might be of course, you as the MC, I know you've had a lot of experience as that.
Well, there's supposed to be a visitor coming, a special visitor coming.
I hear talk that there may be two very special.
There may be. I think Santa.
That's what I heard. The rumors are circulating.
A lot of rumors around this time of year.
Yeah, Santa may, you know, take some time off for our talent show, may bop by, so... Mm-hmm. You know, that might be of interest to
Definitely.
Anybody who wants to see Santa.
Particularly some young ones listening to us right now.
And we're hoping Mrs. Claus can join us. So, and they will be collecting the toys at the door. So we're real excited about that.
All right.
It's an extra edition.
Yeah, so many extras for this talent show. One Wish Talent Show, over 20 performances, young vocalists from our community, ages 6 through 21.
6 through 21.
Okay, and the admission is an unwrapped toy. Mm-hmm. And again, have your children, if they want to attend, choose the toys. And that would be a good way to know that you're going to hit one of those children just right with a good toy. Bruce Cohn, who's also on the board of the Extra Mile, will be the MC. Might be some visits. So lots of really nice things can happen from 2 to 6 p.m. this Sunday at Cité des Arts for the Extra Mile. You can contact them by phone, Facebook, or check
website.
Out their website.
Yep.
Right, so many platforms as well. Anything else we need to know about the talent show?
It's going to be so much fun. Those kids get so excited. They're sitting in the back room waiting for their turn to come up to perform. And they are just so excited and just, you know, we have to, you know, make sure that they're calm and ready. You know,
make sure I'm calm and ready.
Yeah, make sure Bruce is calm and ready. Well, that's Linda's job. Linda's job is to keep Bruce calm and ready.
Well, I don't know. After seeing you as the puppet master in that play, I think you can handle anything.
Yeah, I think I could probably handle it.
I think you'll be fine.
The one thing I want to mention is that the top performers, which is first and second place,
correct,
will also be performing at Barnes & Noble, which is the extra added prize for the top winners. What's the date again?
December 15th at 11:30. That's a Saturday.
Now, who's going to choose these? The judges. Chubby Carrier, you mentioned one, and you'll have a whole panel of judges.
We have five judges.
Five judges.
And we do have cash prizes. I mean, they're singing for money.
Right. Yeah. Another incentive. Yeah. So they're going to be singing really well.
Right. And the Barnes & Noble bit is just an extra addition since I work at Barnes & Noble. Okay. It's such an extra addition for them to also have an opportunity to perform again.
Last year, everybody shopping in Barnes & Noble basically stopped what they were doing and came and watched.
So. Yeah.
We'll wish those kids all the best. So over 21 performances, the One Wish Talent Show, that is the Extra Mile, and it will start at 2 o'clock. Again, just a little over 100 seats at Cité des Arts, so you might want to get there early with your unwrapped toys to get a really good seat for that. All right, Extra Mile, find out more about them and find out the ways that you can help around this holiday season through their many programs that they're offering. Well, thank you all, Linda Boudreau and Karen Hebert, working with the Extra Mile. Bruce Cohn is on the board for the Extra Mile and helping them out.
Thank you for having us again.
Thanks, so happy to have you here.
Thanks, Judith.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.